Welcome to the Outdoor Dream Jobs Podcast. I'm Allie Carr.
And I'm Jenna Selmer. We run Basecamp, an online community of more than 18,000 outdoor industry insiders who share jobs, industry contacts, and advice. And this week, something sort of fun, we started a thread for members to support each other during the upcoming holiday season, kind of a Basecamp marketplace, if you will.
Yes, we definitely wanted to support our members and the community as much as possible. And this week we're talking to Wesley Trimble, another member of our community. He is the Communications and Creative Director at the American Hiking Society. He fills us in on what it's like to work at a place that gets days off to go hiking. That's a pretty cool perk. And they are hiring for a few roles right now. So if you're passionate about getting other people outdoors and on the trails, if you want to network with a lot of outdoor industry companies and do all things hiking, this is a great workplace for you. This company puts on a bunch of national events every year to get people across the nation hiking. So highly recommend listening to that interview.
Yeah, Wesley is a super cool person, an amazing interview to listen to, but we've got a handful of great jobs for you across the outdoor industry first.
That's right. The first one we have is at Auto Camp. If you aren't familiar with Auto Camp, they are basically a property or a hotel across the country. I think they have three locations right now. They have vintage Airstream trailers that they've renovated into beautiful, you know, hotel spaces. They are looking for a project coordinator, and they're headquartered in San Francisco, but this role is actually remote. So you can be anywhere in the country, and you would basically be, you know, coordinating all their projects for them, supporting design, construction, everything from conceptual planning to finishing up any sort of properties that they're working on. You'll be working with the design manager. So if you like the whole sort of glamping scene, this could be a fun company to work for.
Yeah. Who doesn't love the whole glamping scene though?
Yes.
Really?
I could live in one of their Airstream trailers. They're so
cute. I feel like I could also make that work very easily. Yeah. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is also hiring, and they want a web content specialist. Did I say that right? A website content strategist. Now, this position is for somebody, you must be in Colorado. You must be a Colorado resident, but it's located in Denver, Colorado. So that seems to follow the location itself. And the pay is going to be $63,000 to $86,000 per year. So you could afford to actually live in Denver with that. And they want somebody that's going to increase the readability and make the website accessible to all of their constituents, which I am stoked about. Really, it's a UX position. You need to be able to design what the website will look like and what content will be there. But it's very clear that they also want somebody that has the skills to execute the vision that you have. So you will need some coding experience, but really, really fun job. And then also CPW is hiring a partnerships assistant, a role that is much more junior, but sounds very fun. So I will link both jobs in the show notes.
Yeah. And I think, you know, creating content around Colorado parks and wildlife sounds like a pretty dreamy responsibility to have.
Yes,
for work. So
I'd say so.
Yeah. The next job we have is at Solomon. It's in Ogden, Utah. They are looking for two vice presidents. So we have a VP of outdoor and a VP of running. These are very high up positions that would basically be overseeing, you know, the overall strategy, commercial strategy for these categories. So, you know, for outdoor, you're going to be looking at footwear, apparel, gear, and really creating long-term business plans in collaboration with the leadership team to make sure that these categories are successful. So again, vice president roles very, very high up in the company. If you're curious what it's like to work at Solomon or to live in Ogden, Utah, you can listen to our interview with Becky Jane Marceliano from Solomon. She gave us some great insight into what both of those things are like, and I think that she basically cheerleaded both pretty hard. So neither thing would be terrible. Actually, both things would be wonderful. So definitely, if you have the skills and are interested in living in an awesome kind of under the radar outdoor community, then take a look at these Solomon roles.
I asked if this position was remote. I asked Becky because I kind of wanted to apply for them, but they do need to be based in Ogden, very sadly. The people that get the roles will work with Becky, though, which I think would be an amazing perk of the job. The Continental Divide Trail Coalition is also hiring. They are based in Boulder, Colorado, and they really are the main stewards of the Continental Divide National Scenic Trail. So anybody that hikes this trail relies on this group heavily, as do people like myself that are too scared to do it but care about stewardship. So you would be doing some communications and marketing for this organization. Now, you're going to get a lot of satisfaction from this role if you enjoy the outdoors and you enjoy hiking and you have skills in the marketing area. But I do want to say the range for this position is $34,000 to $37,000. So keep that in mind. And you're going to have a long list of responsibilities. You're going to be doing everything from graphic design to sending out emails to doing a ton of other marketing tasks. So if you are a Jack and Jill or Jill of all trades and you really want to make a difference, you know, to those places that you love accessing yourself, great role, but it might be at a little bit of a loss of a salary.
Yep, that makes sense. But what a beautiful trail to get to tend to.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah.
Yeah. The next job is at Burton Snowboards in Burlington, Vermont. And they are hiring a director of justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion, a JEDI director. This company has always been at the forefront of activism in terms of supporting women. You know, they were one of the first in the industry to really support women, to support moms in the workplace. They have always been extremely active in terms of sustainability, just very conscious. This company is very conscious. So I think they're going to look for the right hire for sure in this position. So this job is located in Burlington, and you would basically be, you know, supporting the overall growth and integration of their efforts towards having a more equitable workplace, making sure that they are hitting all the best practices and benchmarks, and probably working outside of the outdoor industry to bring in, you know, those best practices into the industry. But to do this for any company, I think Burton would be one of the best to do it for, and you could really set a standard for the entire outdoor industry with your work in this role, because many, many brands have looked to Burton over the years for those benchmarks. So if you are already doing diversity work, I highly recommend that you take a look at this job. They're looking for somebody who has 3 to 5 years of relevant or lived experience relating to justice, equity, diversity, or inclusion.
Oh, that's a little less than I thought, which is great, because somebody that maybe hasn't been doing it formally for a long time, but mm-hmm. is amazing with these skills can hop in.
Yeah, totally.
And this finally is a fun job from Mystery Ranch, based in Bozeman, Montana. Mystery Ranch, according to their website, manufactures the finest backpacks in the world. I will say anybody that I know, which is a couple of people that have a Mystery Ranch backpack, talk about them absolutely nonstop and love their packs. So they definitely create repeat customers, and they're looking for a designer, somebody that can create new packs for them based on what their customers want or should want. So something durable, functional, best in class. If you are a designer and you would like to work in Bozeman, Montana, I think Mystery Ranch would be a great fit.
Absolutely. And Bozeman's just beautiful. So that's a great position there for its location for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And they have not been hiring very much, so I was excited to see this role.
I just want to tack on one thing about that Burton job that I missed that I think is actually really awesome. So they are open to remote candidates if Burlington is not your thing, but they do expect 1 week per month of travel. So yeah. So if you don't want to freeze your buns off, you can live fair. Somewhere else. Yeah.
Okay. Lovely.
They Burlington's cold, but probably awesome as well, but very cold.
Yeah. Okay. So let's hop over and talk to Wesley.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Wesley, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself? Who are you? Where are you? And where are you working right now?
I'm Wesley Trimble. I work for American Hiking Society. I'm the communications and creative director with AHS. And I use he, him pronouns. And I currently live in Colorado, though our organization has a remote team and we're kind of spread across the country.
And what do you do in that role for them? That sounds super fun.
IHS is a pretty small team. Once we hire these two new positions, we will basically be up to a team of 8 staff members.
Oh, wow.
So as a national organization, we are small but mighty. So I wear kind of mini hats.
Super lean. Wow, yeah.
So I wear many hats, but the kind of the main things that I oversee include our flagship program, which is called National Trails Day, which happens every year on the first Saturday of June. And I also do communications and PR, as well as design work and most of the digital website and whatnot. So kind of a variety of things.
Wow, you are a multi-talented jack of all trades there.
Yes.
Actually, I'm familiar with National Trails Day because I used to be a branch lead for Hike It Baby. And I remember when we were, I don't know if you're still partnering with them, but.
We are, yes.
Oh, fantastic. That's awesome. Yeah. So for everyone listening, Hike It Baby is an organization that gets babies on trails from birth through kind of school age, trying to create community for new parents in an outdoor setting as opposed to in a classroom where most new parent groups take place. So that's great. So what does National Trails Day look like this year with COVID, or I guess next summer?
This year was very unusual. But in terms of next year, we are kind of already looking at 2021 will hold. So National Trails Day has been around since 93. So we've been doing it for more than 25 years. And it typically consists of on-the-ground events. We typically have events in all 50 states with well over 1,000 events, ranging from stewardship events, so trail service type projects where people come out to help improve or maintain or build new trail, as well as a variety of recreation activities, anything that is basically muscle-powered. So whether that's mountain biking, horseback riding, paddling, trail running, and obviously hiking are all things that can kind of fall under the National Trails Day category. So for next year, we realize that it's kind of with COVID, it's hard to totally know what next spring will look like. So we're moving forward with a hybrid approach of hoping that we can build a framework to have in-person events. But if that's not possible, we'll do a similar approach to what we did last year and do a digital activation that gives people the ability to kind of connect with us and take a National Trails Day pledge, which will provide a variety of ways in which people can still give back to the trails that they love, even in kind of social distanced environment.
Very cool. Sorry to kind of take the conversation sideways there, but I wanted to know more. Yeah. Very cool to hear. Thank you.
That's awesome to know. It's always interesting to see how people are pivoting and what they have on the horizon. But I am super curious, Wesley, how you broke into the outdoor industry, because so many people want to right now.
Absolutely. So in describing National Trails, I also realized I didn't really describe what AHS does.
So, let's do that, please. Yes.
Yeah, let's do that. And then I'll tell a little bit about my story. AHS has been around for 40 years, and we kind of have two main focuses. Our vision is making sure that everyone feels empowered to be able to enjoy and share and preserve the hiking experience. And so we kind of see that taking place in a variety of ways, from everywhere from like urban settings to front country areas to backcountry. And so in terms of achieving kind of that mission of making sure that the hiking experience is preserved, we have kind of two main focuses. One is through advocacy, so protection and expansion of hiking spaces. We are based, our headquarters is in DC, so we do a lot of advocacy work on the Hill, both with Congress and the federal land managers, to work to create public policies and legislation that are conducive to hiking spaces. And then in addition to kind of the advocacy component, we also work to kind of foster a sense of trail service among the hiking community. So we organize, in addition to National Trails Day, where we do a bunch of trail service, we also do week-long service trips that we call volunteer vacations that are geared to get hikers and outdoor enthusiasts out on trails doing trail work kind of across the country. So that's kind of a basic overview of American Hiking Society.
Amazing. That's such important work.
Absolutely. Yeah, it sounds like probably your staff of 8 finds it easy to get pretty passionate about the mission there.
Absolutely.
Create creates a good work environment when you're working with colleagues who are, you know, share that passion.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's a key for most outdoor nonprofits, you know, having that passion and really that commitment to kind of the mission is key to really being able to thrive. And I'm sure we'll talk more about that when it comes to the positions we have open. But yeah, I can definitely provide a little bit of background of how I got into the outdoor industry and specifically kind of the nonprofit side of the industry. A number of years ago, so I would say I've had several touch points with the outdoor industry going back all the way to when I was in high school. I know, so I listened to the podcast from last week, and Constance was talking about how she likes to ask like what people's first job was. So for me, I actually worked for a company that helps maintain national forest campgrounds and recreation sites. But it was just kind of your standard summer job. And so I kind of got my feet wet, so to speak, back in high school. But I would say for me, like the real like break-in moment came a number of years ago. I through hiked the Pacific Crest Trail in 2014, and I created a 4-minute video, like short film, basically about my experience hiking Pacific Crest Trail with cerebral palsy. And so through creating that video, it got a little bit of traction just kind of in the hiking world, so to speak. And Liz Thomas, who is an ambassador for American Hiking Society and is a wonderful individual, saw the video and actually helped connect me to a local trail organization here in Colorado, the Continental Divide Trail Coalition. And they were in the process of doing a crowdsourced campaign to raise money to do a big chunk of trail construction here in Colorado. And they needed someone to help them create like a fundraising video. So they saw my video and reached out to me, and I agreed to kind of do that film for them, or that short video. And that kind of got my foot in the door, so to speak, with the Continental Divide Trail Coalition. And I did both some volunteer work and some just small like contract projects for them for a while. And then through the Continental Divide Trail Coalition, got connected to American Hiking Society and did a little bit of volunteer work with American Hiking Society, doing some videos for National Trails Day, actually. And then after that, they had a position opening that was basically what my current role is. And I applied for it and kind of got my start through doing some volunteer work.
Wow. Wait, can we back up a minute? First of all, you thru-hiked a trail with cerebral palsy. I mean, I'm so inspired right now. That's amazing.
That is incredible.
Yeah. And then to make a film about it and like leverage your story. Maybe you didn't even know you were going to leverage your story, but that's amazing. What an amazing story. I love that you felt inspired on as a personal project to create that video, and it sort of led you to your next steps, and you weren't even necessarily doing it for, you know, professional notoriety or anything, right?
Yeah, exactly. Looking back on it, you know, I made that video just because I wanted to kind of share my story, the hiking community, or I guess people in general. But I guess I never had any like intentions of it like leading me to like a career or anything along those lines. And so looking back on it, that definitely was really what opened the door to where I am now. And so, yeah, it was a great experience to be on the PCT. And then, you know, sharing that experience was just something that I wanted to do, not realizing that it would actually completely change my career trajectory.
It's an incredibly valuable anecdote, because we get a lot of advice on the podcast saying, follow your passion, show your skills. And this is exactly what you did. You went out on the trail, and then you were able to create content. I mean, for the digital universe, it's so important. And people saw what you were doing. So I think that that's a great lesson for others that might want to work in the sphere to hear your story. And then also there was an element that you said you did some volunteer work with the organization. And so they were exposed to not only what you could do from a content perspective, but likely who you were as a person and what you would be like to work with. I'm sure that helped with the hiring process.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, having those connections and people rooting for you, I think is really helpful, because it was, you know, my connection with the CDTC and their connection to American Hiking that really kind of laid that groundwork. And so, you know, I helped CDTC with some projects, and they obviously helped me connecting me to American Hiking. And so I think it's like one of those things that I think sometimes people overlook the power of being willing to like use your skills to help organizations, realizing that down the road, those organizations can also help you with your career.
Thank you so much for saying that. And can you tell it? Well, I just want to say quickly, CDTC is also hiring a ton right now. So if you're looking for just great hiking organizations and AHS roles are not right for you, maybe look into theirs. But I'd love to know what set AHS apart for you in terms of working there. So what's it like to work day to day? What are the benefits and the culture like? What's it like working remotely?
AHS is based in Silver Spring, Maryland, right outside of DC. And a number of years ago, I was actually the very first remote hire for the organization. Before cool. I came on in 2015, everyone was based in Silver Spring. Due to like some construction and some changes in the office, the whole staff kind of had to work remotely for a short period of time. And through that experience, they realized that like they could definitely function as a remote organization for the most part. There are some key positions, one of which we're hiring for, that like need to be based in Silver Spring for specific reasons. So like our policy and advocacy director obviously needs to be in DC because they need to be able to, you know, be on the Hill for hearings and to talk with people. But the rest of a lot of the positions can be more remote. And so I was the first hire outside of the DC area. And it's a great organization to work for in the sense of the flexibility of having flexible work arrangement. You know, we still say our work hours are 9 to 5, but we also have people in 3 different time zones at this point. And so that kind of means that everyone has kind of their own work hours. And we really do try to work collaboratively. So people are expected to work kind of in some of those core hours. But it's great to have like flexibility to be able to make your hours work for you. So for myself, I love the flexibility. I enjoy trying to get outside and do trail runs whenever possible. And so being able to like during the summer months, be able to take a couple hours in the morning to do that and start a little bit later. Or, you know, in this time of year, I like to try to go for a run when it's the warmest. So take a kind of a longer extended lunch to be able to go for a run and do lunch and take a shower and get back to work. So for me, like having that flexibility is a key benefit to working at American Hiking Society. There's a lot of other great benefits. We have phenomenal health benefits. The organization has great coverage and provides a health reimbursement account that the organization puts money into each year to kind of cover all of those costs up to the standard deductible. We have some great vacation policy. You start to accrue vacation as soon as you come on staff, and you get more than 3 weeks of vacation to start with. Also, it doesn't include, we have a summer hiking policy where everyone can take 4 days throughout the summer to go hiking. That doesn't count towards regular vacation.
Cool. I love that.
Yeah, it's great to be able to make sure that everyone's getting out on the trail to really make sure that they remember the reasons why like we work so hard on the projects that we do.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's kind of like, you know, Burton takes a powder day. I think if there's more than a few inches of snow or something like that, it makes complete sense.
Mm-hmm. And then we also have some volunteer day. Like each employee gets 2 volunteer days to kind of use to serve other nonprofits or in other capacities throughout the year. So there's a variety of great leave benefits beyond just kind of the standard vacation days.
Awesome. That sounds lovely. Yeah.
And then, of course, there's also great gear discounts, and you know, a lot of times we have a variety of corporate sponsors, and sometimes we get some awesome products from our corporate sponsors as well, which is not like a major perk, but is definitely a perk for,
I mean, it's a fun bonus whenever it happens. And Wesley, I know that AHS is really a leader in making not only your organization but the industry more diverse, more equitable. Can you tell us about some of your initiatives in this domain?
Yeah, a number of years ago, our board and staff kind of went through a strategic planning process to kind of look at where we have been for the last 40 years and kind of where we want to go in the future. We realized that we needed to put a greater emphasis on what we call JEDI work, which is justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion in the outdoor industry. And so have worked for the last couple of years in that strategic process to be more inclusive as an organization and as a hiking community. So there's a variety of things. I probably don't have time to go into all the different things that we're working towards. Kind of early on in the process, we went through a consultation process with the Avarna group to really have a kind of an outside perspective of like where we need to grow and change as an organization.
Can you say the name of that org again, just in case anyone listening is interested in researching that?
Yeah, it's the Avarna group.
Avarna. Okay, thanks. I've heard a lot about them. Yes.
Yes.
We can put that in our show notes also.
Yeah, that would be great. They do great work, and it's been great working with them. We started working with them about a year ago, and from what I've heard with kind of all of the social unrest this year, it's really kind of been the catalyst for a lot of companies wanting to do more JEDI work or implement more JEDI programs. So I've heard that they are incredibly busy right now. So I think people are kind of on a wait list to be able to utilize their expertise. But it's definitely something that we have enjoyed going through. And we're still kind of on the tail end of that process of figuring out like all the different ways in which we want to make sure that we can be more inclusive. And so how some of that looks like on the ground, for one, so we've done advocacy work for more than 40 years. We've been working to help cultivate what we're calling like a JEDI task force that helps us pinpoint policies and legislation that we need to put more emphasis into that have some components of equity and diversity in the outdoors. So a couple pieces of legislation that we're working on right now in that realm is the Outdoor for All Act and the Transit to Trails Act. And so we're trying to get organizations, maybe affinity groups or other organizations that work in that diversity space that may not have the capacity to be able to advocate for what they need on the Hill so that we can help bring their voice to the table. So that's like one component in terms of our advocacy work that we're really trying to be more inclusive and making sure that more people have a seat at the table than maybe what has been traditional. We've also taken the CEO Outdoor Diversity Pledge, which has kind of helped us create somewhat of a framework to think about how we need to improve and be more inclusive, as well as, you know, some of the new programs that we've started the last number of years, one of which is our Next Gen Trail Leader program. Kind of how that program is structured is we bring on 5 up-and-coming young leaders in the outdoor industry who are kind of rising in the outdoor industry to bring them to our Hike the Hill Advocacy Week to make sure that younger and more diverse individuals are presented during our Advocacy Week. And then we work with them throughout the year on a variety of things, including some professional development, to make sure that there's just representation and people see that there are a variety of people out there using our public lands.
Mm-hmm. How do you determine who gets that opportunity?
I believe we'll be opening up nominations probably in the next month or two for 2021.
Yay. I have some suggestions for you.
Yes, we're always looking for suggestions of people who would be a good fit for that. But basically, it's a nomination, and people can either self-nominate or you can nominate other people for that. And last year, you know, each year it's really challenging to narrow the selection down to 5 people. But we feel like with the size of our staff and our capacity to really invest in these individuals, like we feel like 5 is about the most that we can bring on and feel that we can make sure that we provide a great experience throughout the year. People can find out more either on our social channels or on our website, which is AmericanHiking.org. And there will be some information, I'm guessing probably in December timeframe, about the nominations, but people can definitely start keeping an eye out for that.
Amazing. Sounds like you guys have a lot going on, for a team of 8, but oh, so much good work. It's inspiring. And if a team of 8 can pull it off, then much bigger organizations can follow suit. So thanks for sharing all of that. So I bet right now we have a bunch of listeners who are really excited about American Hiking Society and potentially applying. So can you fill us in on the open positions that you have right now?
So we have 2 full-time positions. Let me kind of talk a little bit about each of them. We have 1 position, which is a management level. I should also take a moment to also say that part of, in terms of being equitable as an organization, we kind of revamped the way that we do pay transparency for the organization. Each of the kind of the pay grades are based on our transparent tiers of positions. So we have 1 position that is going to be based in Silver Spring, Maryland, and that is a manager of development services. And this individual, the starting pay for this position is $50,000 a year. And this position is really going to work closely with our senior director of development to really work on fundraising. This individual is going to work both with our individual donors and members, as well as our corporate sponsors as well. In being in this position, you will have quite a bit of access to brands that we work with. So it's a great, this would be an excellent opportunity to get connected to many brands in the outdoor industry.
Yeah.
I think this position is also great. Our senior director of development, Heather, just has a lot of great experience in fundraising. And so if someone is really wanting to kind of work in a nonprofit and get a lot of experience between corporate and individual donor management, I think this position would be a great fit for that position. The reason why this position is based in Silver Spring is this position is also in charge of doing our mailings, our membership mailings, and sending out some of the benefits that members get when they sign up. So they needed to be in a place that can have access to our office and storage unit to have access to all of those premiums and whatnot. The other position that we're hiring is a coordinator position. So our coordinator position starts at $40,000 a year. The coordinator position is a digital marketing coordinator position. It's going to be remote. Basically, looking at people in kind of the continental U.S. is kind of the scope for that position. So lots of opportunities there in terms of kind of being based wherever you want, which definitely has its perks, of course, to be kind of where you want to be. And I think that's part of the great thing about the organization is having more of these remote positions allows us to be more competitive and to have just a bigger pool of candidates to really bring in excellent talent instead of being kind of restricted to a few mile radius around Silver Spring, Maryland. Probably the biggest component with this position is going to be working with our social media accounts. So we actively engage our accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And then this position will be working with me directly. I'm the kind of the supervisor for the digital marketing role. And they will also, beyond monitoring and cultivating social media, they'll also work with me on the website and some blogs and creating content for social media. And that's kind of the overall kind of overview of both of those positions.
Awesome. So do you have any tips on what would make a successful candidate for either of those positions? What is it that you're looking for?
With both positions, as a small staff of eight, like having someone who is very independent and passionate and kind of a self-starter, I think is key for both of these positions. Because even the person who's going to be based in our Silver Spring office, they'll be supervised by our senior director of development, who is actually in Indiana. And so they won't have a supervisor like on site. And then obviously for the remote position, they also won't have that direct oversight all of the time. So I think people who are energetic and self-starters, I think is key for each positions. I think for me and the digital marketing position specifically, I think someone who is creative, I think is key for that position, going beyond just kind of best practices of social media and like looking at resumes and cover letters and all of that. You know, I think there's a lot of people that will have those basic qualifications that we're looking for in terms of experience. So I'd like to see more than just experience, but ideas on ways in which we can improve and revitalize some of our social media platforms. So I think those are definitely some key aspects to that position. I also think of it in a sense of like what would be complementary to our team and to kind of the marketing and communication side of things as well. And so for me, you know, someone who's a great copy editor or copywriter would definitely be a key skill that would put someone at the top of the set of applicants for sure.
Yeah, that's really helpful. And since you are the direct supervisor of the digital marketing role, can you speak a little bit to maybe the type of person you want to work with, because I know that that is a very big consideration going into the hiring process. Maybe a little bit what it's like to work with you. You know what I mean? Like, there's definitely different leadership styles and work styles. So it's, I think that getting a sense of who your boss will be is the best thing that you can possibly have before applying for a role.
Yeah, absolutely. My management style, I think more is based on finding the happy medium of supporting the individual. So obviously some people prefer and need like more guidance and more direction, and other people really want to kind of take the job and kind of run with it. And I think like I tend to be pretty flexible on being able to provide that additional support or allowing people the freedom to kind of take it the job and kind of run with it. From my perspective, someone who is a very good communicator and is willing to ask for help when they need help, because I'd always prefer someone to ask if they need clarification, then, you know, spend a lot of time like spinning their wheels and not knowing how to advance and kind of move the needle, versus someone who's like kind of has that humble mindset of being willing to like ask for help when they need it, to kind of give them a little bit more direction and then be able to kind of go from there with it. So I think is key for me, is having someone who's willing to like ask for help and willing to be open when they are. Being remote, it's a little bit harder to sometimes judge like how people are doing, because if people aren't willing to be open and really communicate clearly, it's hard to pick up on kind of like those nonverbal cues when you're working virtually. I mean, obviously Zoom and Slack can help with that to a certain degree, but you know, having that honesty and that willingness to kind of have that back and forth, I think is key. Even though like I would be the digital marketing coordinator's supervisor, I definitely see it as very collaborative, of kind of working back and forth, brainstorming. The other cool thing about this position is there's going to be a lot of opportunities for the individual to kind of make it their own, in the sense of like, we don't have an existing like social media style guide as an organization. And that's something that I want to work on with this individual, to better craft the voice of the organization and kind of figure out like what we can do to really kind of move the needle forward on promoting and sharing the story of AHS and the work that we do. And so I think having someone that, you know, is a great storyteller and has the ability to find creative ways to kind of share content and create content, I think is a great fit for this position.
You sound like a wonderful boss. I just know people that are able to be curious and ask questions and not have an absolute fear of failure or anxiety surrounding that are just going to do a better job in the workplace and have a more relaxed experience and do their best works.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate that approach to being a manager. And actually, we had a question in the Basecamp Facebook group from Nora, who was our member Monday a couple weeks ago. She's wondering what the most rewarding part of your job as a communicator in the outdoor industry has been.
Yes, that's a great question. So for me, I would say being able to communicate to the hiking community and the outdoor industry as a whole, and really getting people to see kind of the bigger picture. I get really excited when we talk about like kind of cultivating stewards and trail stewards and outdoor stewards among people who are just recreators, is something that is something I'm very passionate about. You know, there's more than 44 million people who say they get outside hiking each year. So I get excited and passionate about, you know, looking at that, you know, that huge chunk of the U.S. and trying to find ways in which we can cultivate trail stewards among people who are just hikers. And that's something that, you know, I'm really passionate about communicating and really working towards kind of cultivating more and more people who are have an outdoor mindset and willing to kind of give back to the places that they love to hike.
I think that it would be such a wonderful position to have. So it's kind of a no-brainer. If you like the outdoors and you like communicating and you like helping everyone get outside, you're going to feel good about this role.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right. What other questions do we have, Allie? How could a candidate really grab your attention in the application process, like when they're actually getting materials to you?
Yeah.
Yes.
That and also the best avenue to send the application through. Let us know that as well.
So the best way to send applications is on our homepage, on the blog. There's a section for each of the job positions, but they will just basically send resume and cover letter and references to jobs@americanhiking.org. And so for me, basically when this podcast goes live. That day will probably be the day that I start to look at all of the applications that have come in so far. And so mm-hmm. I know there's going to, with this position being remote, I'm sure there's going to be many people applying. So I think a couple things that people can think about in terms of catching my attention also relates back to what Constance said last week about having a cover letter that goes beyond kind of your kind of status quo typical cover letter. I want to see someone who can communicate and kind of market themselves to me as an individual and as an organization. And so I feel like if people are just kind of going through the motions of a general cover letter, that probably won't excite me or show that they are very creative. So I think people who are willing to kind of take that risk of trying to do something a little more creative and a little more personalized, I think is something that will help people stand out. I think also being able to show examples, like even if you don't have a whole lot of experience in the outdoor industry, but if you have like social media experience and can like show some great examples of what you have done, whether that's like personally on your own accounts or on other business accounts, like being able to really highlight that and show me examples, I think is something that I want to see. Because I want to see, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, I think it's easy for kind of these entry-level positions to kind of, when we do interviews or phone screenings, to kind of give me what they think they want me, like what they think I want to hear about kind of best practices for social media and digital marketing. But I want to see that people can kind of think beyond some of those generic best practices and give me ideas of like ways in which we as an organization can better and develop our accounts and our marketing in ways that we haven't even thought of. So a key to that is also realizing it requires like looking at things that we have done and really kind of analyzing it beyond just kind of the surface level aspect of that to kind of see ways in which we have the ability to grow and improve.
I love what you said too about people being able to showcase what they've done on a personal level as well. I think sometimes people can get caught up on, oh, I've done this kind of personal project or this side thing that, you know, is volunteer effort. Like, how do I showcase that in my materials, or do I showcase that in my materials? And the answer is absolutely. Like, if it's something you're passionate about and something that is going to show your passion, then absolutely you should share it. And so a personal social media account can be used as a portfolio for sure.
And I would say, like, I would definitely encourage people like to think about like ways in which that they can kind of do a good job of really kind of showcasing the work that they have done. So I think people can get creative with that, whether that's like setting up their own personal website or doing it through existing platforms to really make it easy for, you know, whether you're applying for AHS or some other organization, CDTC, for example, you know, being able to really do a good job of showcasing what you have done, I think is great for people to see, to better understand like what you're capable of, and really, I think, get a better sense of like who you are as an individual. I think it is key. So I'd also recommend like anyone listening to this podcast should definitely, if they're interested in this position, like try to apply as quickly as possible for this position, because about the day that this podcast goes live, I think is the day that I'll begin to start to look through all of the applications. And so I think the sooner people can get things in, the better. I think that's key. And then also definitely say that when it comes to doing phone screenings, I'll basically ask people ways in which that they think we can improve our accounts. And it becomes very apparent really quickly, like how much like background information and how much research they did on American Hiking Society and our social media accounts.
Sure.
Because if you're giving me just very, like, very generic answers, then that tells me that you probably didn't, even if you did look at it, you may have just looked at it from a superficial perspective and not like dig deep of like, these are the areas in which I think you could move forward and make some great progress in kind of developing what we're already doing. So I think that's key for me. And then also another thing I would just like to say in terms of major things that I'll be looking for is like, if there's any errors with like grammar or whatnot, or edit, like weird edits on cover letter and or resume, Those are definitely like deal breakers for me, since this person will be handling, you know, basically our public facing social media accounts. We want someone who is attention or can pay attention to details and really do a great job with that. So if there's, you know, if a resume or cover letter is riddled with errors, that'll be an immediate no for us.
Sure, sure. And I think, too, what you said about, you know, if someone's going to give you critical thinking about what you guys are already doing, I think the person that you'll end up hiring most likely will kind of have fun with that and will be somebody who's excited to kind of tackle that, you know, review exercise anyway. And that's an important thing for people who are applying for jobs to also listen to, is like, if the exercise that you're being put through isn't fun for you or creates a lot of anxiety, like that may not be the right position for you. And that's okay too. You know, like we're not all fit for every single position that we see. And so it's good to listen to that kind of gut instinct on if you're having fun with the, you know, hiring process, then that's probably a good sign that you're on the right track.
Yeah, that's a great point, Allie. I think, that excitement is also like definitely something that I will pick up on, and is definitely something that people who have kind of done our social media in the past have always been very excited about hiking and the outdoors and what we're doing as an organization. And if you can really do a good job of communicating that excitement, that's definitely something that can definitely catch my attention. That being said, I also want to say that, like, you know, I think sometimes people think that, oh, like, if I'm going to apply for the American Hiking Society, that I have to be like a professional hiker, or like, you know, I have to have done some like long distance hiking or whatnot. And that's not the case for us as an organization. I'm the only person on staff right now that that does have experience with long distance hiking. So that's not something that we see as a necessity. In fact, someone who maybe is coming from outside of the outdoor industry, who really enjoys getting out hiking like locally, and can tell interesting stories around that, about like their experiences and their kind of transformational experience with hiking, is something that is definitely, that we definitely want, that people can be passionate about it, even though they may not have been in the outdoor industry or in the hiking community as like a long distance hiker or someone who's like does nothing but hike, or, you know, spends every weekend hiking type of situation. So I don't think people should be like scared away if they're like, oh, like I enjoy hiking, but I, you know, I'm not one to have done the Appalachian Trail or the PCT or something along those lines. So definitely not something people need to worry about.
And urban hikes are hikes. Whatever your hikes look like, you might feel like that makes you a maybe unconventional candidate, but a lot of organizations need a new perspective. So absolutely don't be afraid to bring your personal perspective, even if it looks a little different than what you think it should.
Yeah. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Just be yourself and go for it.
That's really the takeaway. Yeah, absolutely. Wesley, before we wrap up, was there anything else that we didn't prompt that you'd like to say?
I appreciate you ladies having us be able to kind of share about American Hiking Society, and excited to kind of get back into the office next week and start looking through some applications. And I hope people from the base camp community are excited about hearing this position and jump in to kind of put their hat into the ring.
Yeah,
I think they are.
Yeah, we're psyched that you shared it here. And we've had some amazing success stories recently from brands who've hired candidates from the base camp group. And so we're just really excited to see the whole community kind of lifting each other up. Very cool.
Yeah, thank you so much. What a treat to hear from you, Wesley. And best of luck with the hiring process. We will definitely be watching out and seeing what you folks do in the future.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Wesley, and everyone who is interested in a job with the American Hiking Society, head to our show notes, because like Wesley said, he's actually going to start checking out those resumes today, so you want to get your applications in. Join us next week. We have an amazing guest. I just am not sure which one we're going to schedule first, so I don't want to say the names, but we have big brands coming up, some ski resorts, and we have a cool region of the U.S. that is not an outdoor hub right now, but maybe should be because it's so great for recreation. And the city is actually offering a stimulus package for people that move there and relocate. So definitely stay tuned for that. Join us in the Basecamp Facebook group and make sure you are subscribing to our newsletter to get all those jobs in your inbox each week. And we will talk to you next week.